Blog Talk Radio.
Here's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word. And I am joined by my illustrious and, I guess right now, boisterous co-host.
Yeah.
100%. On fire. And if y'all want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Of course, we want to get all up close and personal with you online. So we encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. Join our Yahoo group. Check us out. You know, get in the chat room, give us comments, you know, what you like, what you don't like. We want to hear from you. Of course, we social network on Twitter. You can follow me. I'm Smooth Drama. My yearbook tag, I'm Dick Hugger. And, of course, if you want to holler at the most important person on the show, Miss 100%, where can we find you, Miss 100%?
You can find me on Facebook, Miss 100% spelled out. You can reach me on tag as Miss Sure Thing, T-H-A-N-G, Thing. Or you can reach me, I'm not on DS @yahoo.com, Miss 100% @yahoo.com. And you can follow me on Twitter @100%. Yeah, I'm on Twitter now. I admit, I want to only join the Twitter people.
You getting your twit on?
Anyway.
I'm going to start this off by saying I just got through watching the Jets against Denver, and I can't believe that I'm saying this, but I believe in Tim Tebow. I can't believe that I'm saying it. It hurts my heart to even say it. But they're winning. I don't know how the hell they're winning, but they are winning. And oh well, I guess that's what Charlie Sheen was talking about, winning. No matter how it look, it can look crackheadish, so long as you win it. And on that note, you know, the word, you know, we hadn't talked about our word for the week this week, Miss 100%.
Right.
Is
sorry, people, we were lax in giving you guys our new terminology for this week. We apologize.
Yeah, but we back on it. Our word for the week is sexomology, which shouldn't really be a shock with all the sex scandals that's out here. It's ridiculous, everything that's going on. And sexomology is our word for what's in the air. It's like the sex neutron and the sex electron hit each other, and it just sexomology all in the atmosphere, and it then rained on us. And when they talk about making it rain, it's
wow. It causing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah. Now I talked about, I went and saw J. Edgar Hoover and how it went from, I went to looking for murder and intrigue and political drama, and instead was treated to a kinder, gentler Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
There's an article, well, not an article, but it's I guess there's a video out here. It was released by the new head of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri. If I pronounced it wrong, I guess it don't matter. He says that bin Laden is, you know, was tender and kind. Yeah. He was, people don't know that this man was tender, gentle, kind, with refined feelings, even when life was hard.
Wow.
We never saw a man like him, and he was like tearful. And I just got to thinking that maybe it was another one of those tender moments. Maybe when you get to the top of terroristic thinking, that it's more hot and sweaty men who admire each other. In very masculine ways.
I mean, but that's all it's there is men anyway. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have never thought of old Scarface as tender and kind.
Right.
And being gentle. That, you know, I mean, I wouldn't have thought that of J. Edgar Hoover either, but obviously, I
just can't see that. It's like, come on, baby. Let's go blow these motherfuckers up. I mean, what? I don't get it. I just can't see it.
I'm just going to say that was nasty. almost as nasty as the Paula Duke. Paula Duke is a suburban teacher at the, was a suburban teacher at Schaumburg Christian School, where he was fired because another teacher, a student reported to another teacher that it appeared that Mr. LaDuke was masturbating while seated at his podium during class. Yeah. See, this is what
I don't want to know. What about the judge using a penis pump to masturbate while he presiding over a case? Come on now, seriously, you can't find no other place to get one off, get a few knuckle children off. No other place than school, and this is just crazy.
That's where you're missing it. So you got to understand, because their faith doesn't believe in the porn, so they have to get theirs live. So the judge, that judge was masturbating off of the jury. He's masturbating off his classroom.
Off of looking at the students.
Right.
Hang them high.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing he probably was hanging it not too low.
Wow.
Yeah. That's my point. He's out there in the classroom making it happen.
That's horrible.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a little past horrible. But, I mean, you know, conversely, when we talk about horrible, I want to talk about this snitching. You know how we got the stop snitching movement.
Yeah.
Out there. And you got this guy over in Connecticut High School. The coach provides his students with a code to a porn site so that the kids on the freshman football team can go to a porn site.
But they
think
he's a porn
career alone, huh? Right. Yeah, now he was obviously fired. But you know, my point is I don't know why they're hating on him.
It's like, you know, kind of like breaking the guy code or whatever. You got a cool ass older uncle or teacher or coach or whatever that give you advice and understand how it is to be a teenager. And here it is, he's so cool that he even give you a code. You ain't even got to pay for it. You don't have to look at the clip. You got a code to free porn, dude.
Exactly.
And you run and tell. I bet you that was the same little boy that was looking at the other boy's asses and licking his lips. That's the only thing that I could see.
Ah.
That's some bitch asses right there.
Ooh, yeah. I still can't believe that. I mean, because basically it would be like in my generation, not trying to date myself, a coach giving me a Hustler or a Playboy magazine. Like, here you go. And I get mad at him.
And then, but on the flip side of it, you have to wonder, like, what was going through his mind, because with all of the stuff that's going on nowadays, like, nothing is private anymore. There's no right to privacy. You can't hide anything. You can't fart in the shower without somebody hearing it and telling somebody about it. So it's kind of like, you know, why would you even attempt to do something like that?
You said fart in the shower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah, I want to miss that one. But now, you know, we talking about sexmology here. Tina Marie Arie and Howard Wyndham. They're a couple who was they was caught by the police, arrested for being in possession of a controlled substance. And so the police have them in the back of the car, got them handcuffed, and he looks in the back, he looks in his rearview mirror, and he doesn't see old Tina Marie Arie. He's like, what's going on? So he pulls over to the side to investigate, and he discovers that despite being handcuffed, the pair were engaged in a sexual act. Yeah, Wyndham's jeans were undone, and Arie was servicing his exposed genitalia.
He's getting
a deep throat
on.
Yeah. Yeah, they was figuring, hey, you know what? We have to be going to jail anyway, so might as well go out with a bang.
I can't believe I didn't say that.
Yeah, you said it. Hey, I just want to know how did she get the zipper unzipped?
It's not that hard.
All right. Yeah, handcuffed.
That lit.
All right. Preach.
I'm sure you've had a person who has given you fellatio with their hands behind their back. It's not that hard. Hands behind the back, use the teeth to unbutton the pants, undo the zipper, get it out, you know, got suction.
All right.
I don't think I need to say no more.
Yeah, that sounds like the code to the porno that we was talking about.
I'm
with you. I just it's hard to imagine that. That's all. It's not hard to imagine it, but it's still in the police car. I mean, that's really gangster, actually.
And they quit the rally, too, because, you know.
Man, I mean, because you're like, hey, fuck it. We going to jail. We going to go. Let's have this last memory. This is how we're going
to
make
it. I mean, one of the wildest things to do, you know, that's how the people like stuff like that. You scream, get the adrenaline going. They figure, two for one. We already go to jail for drugs. Might as well, you know, add, what is it, leading to serious conduct in there with it.
Well, technically, they're not in public. They was in the back seat of a car.
Well.
Anyway. On that note.
Hey.
since we in the back seat of a car, we gonna go ahead on and throw on Radio Galaxy Field Trip, because I think that's what they was doing.
Tell me, feeling one,
the number that will become.
together you've got to smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Radio Galaxy off their new album, We Come in Peace. That's Field Trip. That made me want to feel on myself there for a minute.
Wow.
I controlled myself.
How long?
Yeah, I'm good, but I can't say nothing about the people in Switzerland. As, you know, we gotta jump on some haters here for a second. The people in Switzerland, the highest court has ruled that local authorities can impose fines on people hiking nude in the Alps. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either because it's the Alps.
Right.
They want to be naked.
Right. Well, they said he walked past a family with small children at a picnic area.
Okay.
And a Christian rehabilitation center for drug users in Arkansas.
But they want drugs. They don't want him.
Right. And I'm thinking, though, it's Europe. Do they wear clothes in Europe? not on the beach. And I'm thinking, well, hell, he's in the Alps. How many people are in the Alps, in the mountains? And if he's bad enough to be in the goddamn cold-ass Alps with just some ski boots on, he the man.
That's what I'm going to say. And since he the man, I say they leave him alone. Because you got to be gangster to walk around in the house butt naked.
Right. I mean, it's cold there. I mean, it is cold there.
If he wants frostbitten testicles, that's on him.
Right. I mean, in talking about $109 or 69 Swiss francs.
Swiss francs.
Well, 100 Swiss francs, my bad. Still, it's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a man can't even get his naked on.
His naked hiking in once a week. I mean, come on.
Well, it doesn't matter. Once a week, once a month, anybody that's bad enough to do that, I can't say nothing about him at all. I can't do nothing but salute you. Just don't salute me back.
Yeah, that would not.
At least let me leave the room. and speaking of hating on naked people, surprisingly in Europe is shocking, but not really that shocking here in the United States. Tufts University, in the Boston area, they have a traditional naked quad run, which they have now officially banned. Yeah, decades-long traditions where the students just ran through the school squads without clothes, and they used to do it every December as a way for students to relieve steam before exams.
Wow. That's a school I would have loved to have gone to.
Yeah, I'm like... I think it's kind of fun. It's just once every year, bam. We just gonna break it out and roll out with it.
It just runs screaming naked through the hallway.
Well, through the choir. Yeah.
Well, maybe put your clothes back on and go back to class.
Well, and if you think about it, in the Massachusetts area, it's pretty cold around this time of year. It's getting there. So they'd be doing like the naked dude in the Alps.
I don't know what it is with men wanting to be naked when it's cold, but I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I'm like, summertime, I'm all for it.
That's too easy.
Yeah, I still have my original smooth drama pledge out there. I said, we get a sponsor, I will run through the street naked.
Well.
Yeah. I just every year I'm gonna put that out there.
Okay.
I will run naked with my first sponsor.
And get videotaped and put on YouTube.
That's right. And you know what inspired me to do that? It's actually an old Ice-T video. Ice-T had he put out two videos. One of the dopest things ever. His video, he had it where he had a video for every song. And then show them on tour or whatnot. And at the end of it, he had his homie. There was a dare, like you have to run through this beehive, whatnot, in this field, and they knocked the bees out, and he had to run through the field butt naked. And he runs through the field butt naked, and at the end of the video, they stop it with him naked. At the end, right there in front of the camera. That part, I was like, oh. You might have liked it, but I wasn't necessarily feeling that part. But it was funny as hell.
Ice-T? I don't think so.
No, not Ice-T. His homie.
Okay.
Yeah, one of his homies. Butt-ass naked, running through the field. Like a runaway slave. It was.
Getting stuck in the ass by bees. Wow.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they caught up to him. When they actually stopped the film, it's like with him right there. Now, any of the fellas, if you happen to watch that video, I can tell you, at that point, when they get to the end and they're doing the dare, I would warn you to just stop the video right there. Leave out the room, whatever you got to do. I've watched the video several times and I always stop it right at the dare. Like that's it for me. I can't do no more. So I mean,
you got the inspiration from.
Yeah. It's some funny stuff. It's a unique concept because it's a video for every song on the album. It was one of the dopest concepts until the end, where he just ended it with a big ass penis right on the screen. I mean, it was funny and cool. But at the same time, in my head, I'm like, yeah, I didn't need to see that.
Forever without seeing that.
Yeah, I can go on and on and on without ever seeing that again.
Wow.
But that's just me. Now, you see, now I'm thinking about it. But on the note of penises, not that I'm talking about them, but everybody's been focused on the Penn State, the Penn State. I don't know what you want to call it, tragedy. Well, it's a tragedy, travesty, all that, and there's some other stuff that's actually going on. And one of them is in the Citadel. Yes, in the Citadel, there was something similar where there's a guy who was involved in the Citadel's program. Not going to say his name because his name doesn't deserve to be said. I'll just say, Lewis, we're going to send you some bacon lube also. He worked in child-related jobs for like a decade prior to his arrest, involved with criminal sexual conduct with a minor. He was a former cadet turned camp counselor who, I guess the incident was him and a former camper. They invited a boy into a room at the Citadel summer camp to watch pornography. And they said that they did not touch each other, but engaged in sexual activity. Now, obviously, the authorities there should have pursued the matter at that time, but I guess they did a review of his records in 2007 and revealed no other complaints. And because he was highly recommended, they just let it go.
That's BS. That's a bunch of BS. So you mean to tell me you can masturbate with a young boy and watch pornography with him? And as long as you haven't done it before, so they're saying that to all potential predators, sexual predators, or sex offenders, you get a freebie?
No. What they're saying is this. They're just expanding it. See, if you're in the clergy, you can get away with it. That's been established. Now they're saying that if you're in football, or with a football establishment or school, you can get by.
Wow.
Pretty
much.
Yeah.
Because there was no prior incident on record. Which means that this was the first time that he had been caught.
Exactly. And we're talking about the ridiculous allegation. Yeah, we were all watching porn, and we were engaged in sexual activity, but we never touched each other. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear stuff like that, like, that sound kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
That's just crazy. First of all, it's freaking gross. And I just don't understand why the public allows people like this to keep getting away with it. It's just, you know, parents are being bought off. You know, you need a certain amount of money, and, you know, I'll let you sexually abuse my child for as long as you want to. That's basically what they're saying.
Well, yeah. That's what the settlements are about. We'll take the money. You know, I don't know how many times we've seen it, and I guess money is important as opposed to justice being sought for your kids and for future kids who will be endangered by said predators.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should be like Pakistan. You know, I was reading here that Pakistan telecoms they have the authority to block obscene text, meaning you're not even going to be able to sext in ting anymore.
Wow.
So when you think about it, is there a conspiracy? And this is where I ask you, 100, is there a conspiracy to let all this ignorance through so that you can come through with the martial law, the overbearing protecting of rights later, yeah, in the name of bringing back sanity?
Exactly. You'll be seen as a quote-unquote knight in shining armor. I'm saving you guys from yourselves.
Right.
You know, this is what happened. And it went, you know, under the radar for so long, which it really didn't. Because, you know, everybody is under the microscope, but they're just pretending like they don't see it, you know. But
yeah,
then allow so much of it to happen, and then eventually you have to make somebody make an example out of somebody.
Well, you said under the radar. Yeah, I don't think this is the exact opposite of under the radar. It happens so much that we're used to it.
That's true. Oversensitizing.
Right. I mean,
we're desensitized to it because it's happened so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, we rape and molest so many kids that now it's like, yeah, that's what they do.
Just
shrug your shoulders.
Yeah. That's what child is. And which really pissed me off, because you have all of this stuff all over the news, and when it came to the woman, you know, raping a 10-month-old son and sending the video to the boyfriend, they didn't have that on TV at all. It was just basically like going Yahoo News or, you know, internet news, you know, but all of these different, you know, sex crimes against babies and little kids, you know, they pick out one story, and it's only the story that is associated with, again, football. Because sports is the number one priority in this country.
Well, I mean, that, and I think also, once again, because there's so much, sadly, there's so much that, can you blow up everything? I mean, it's you know, we talked about it, the 10-month-old, and how sick you have to be to get off on raping your child, and the person who gets off watching a mother rape their child. Yeah, you're not getting any too much lower than that. But at the same time, people aren't that appalled by it, because sadly enough, as you say, football, it's associated with the game. It's associated with something on TV that people are fixated on sports. People aren't fixated on sick mothers who rape their children, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part. That's one of the actually more terrifying things that we can talk about here.
Yeah, it's not just raping children, you know, kids killing their parents, and, you know, this country is out of control.
Well, I think we probably can say that it's this country, and what you look around, it's worldwide.
Yeah, but I'm confirmed here. This is where me and my kids live, and where my grandkids live, and you know what I'm saying, and my loved ones live.
Right.
And that's and you know what, and that's been America's problem for a while. Well, the United States problem for a while, because we jump on other international issues like white on white.
Well,
but we ignore our own issues.
No, it's not ignoring them, but understanding that there's no money involved in solving the problem. I mean, the money, as we always say, is in the re-up. There's no money in the cure.
Yeah, exactly. We talked about that before.
Yeah. And on that note, we got to go take a break here. And as I was saying, that it's worldwide. This is actually your fellow Ohioan, Mad Stally, worldwide.
Feels like I'm coasting on a wave in the open ocean. Lift my soul like I'm smoking potion. Dopeness, I'll weed out the less focus and get back on my hocus pocus. Magic word, every line becomes a chocolate. Powerful pins that roll clip, so you can poke fun with. Laugh at the language, it gets no better than this. Tight fist on my militant itch. Don't crack up now, cause the realer it gets. Not always the joking type. Big crowd mover, still killer, open mic. Night and shell sunset, deals on the table, still feel like we ain't won yet. I'm dumb pressed, trying to undress life. They say she a bitch, but we sex in the night. Cause it feels so right, it feels so nice. And that's the type of feeling that we going off, right?
So get up, stand up, go and throw your hands up. If you like that feeling, jump up, touch this feeling. Get up, stand up, go and throw your hands up. If you like that feeling, jump up, touch this feeling. Get up, stand up, go and throw your hands up. If you like that feeling, jump up, touch this feeling. Yeah, worldwide.
Yo, stand on your feet, slam hands on the beat. Black Batman, put his backhand on your cheek. Need a cat scan, look the back, Afghan in the cheek. Stack grands and act bad on the street. The slow hoe poker, who don't grow older. But from old poser to the old zone over. Microphone chain, no pose, gold choker. I'm about to pop off with no vocoder. Brother, I'm an expert, but don't try to test them. Have your eyes seeing every color of the spectrum. Veins clutter with poison, suckers avoid them. Double Dutch rap, there's nothing to join in. Sally and Pat, lyrical fan, lyrical man. Let the sun surface just so I can give you a tan. This is worldwide, Mickey, I can give you some fans. The crowd's armless when you rock, they won't give you a hand. They can't
get up, stand up, go and throw your hands up. If you like that feeling, go and touch this feeling. Get up, stand up, go and throw your hands up. If you like that feeling, jump and touch this feeling. Get up, stand up, go and throw your hands up. If you like that feeling, go and touch this feeling. World.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Mad Stally, worldwide. Because craziness is worldwide. You come to find out, you think crazy is just in your neck of the woods? Hell no. Crazy and dumbass is all over. It's universal. And on that note, this is where we talk about our favorite dumbasses. You want to tell the world who your favorite dumbass of the week is this week?
Yeah, it was so hard to choose this week. I had a few good stories, but I wanted to focus on Sandra Hadstock of Brookville, Florida, your favorite place.
Yeah.
She's a Central High School teacher who was arrested last month after popping a mouthy student in the melon during a classroom altercation. And she's not facing any charges, thankfully, because another student videotaped the altercation where a Maui student was threatening her. He was being belligerent towards her. He even cornered her between a wall and a door. And she kept telling him to back up, and he didn't back up, and she hit him with the 1-2 punch. And he backed up then, and I think this as a dumbass because the student is the dumbass. I just want to say to this boy, dude, you need not try to fight nobody ever again. You got your ass whooped by a 64-year-old woman. So,
hey.
You try to play hard, and you got your ass beat.
Hey, you know what? I'm like, look, you can't be messing with some of these grandmas. You think they soft, and you got to remember, these kids nowadays, they can't fight. They talk about.
These kids are strong. I don't know where these people thinking that older people are weak. Older people are strong.
No, these dudes is used to just having guns. They look, if they don't have a gun, they can't do nothing.
I mean, in the way that he walked up on her, you know, you can tell that this boy haven't really had any discipline at all because he just walked up on her like he didn't expect her to do anything the way he
Hold on. See, this is where I got to check you. Rule number one in the fight, you don't just roll up on nobody hands down.
And that's exactly what he did.
Old school means if you take a step, I throw a punch.
That's exactly.
Grandma is living off old school, like, hey, he took that step, bop, bop.
See, she's cracking, and I mean, I laugh so hard, I was here.
And that's what makes him the dumbass.
That's what makes him the dumbass.
not understanding the rules of engagement. You take a step, you got to protect yourself at all times. You would have thought that Ortiz would have proved that to him against Mayweather, but I guess they didn't see that either. Keep your heads up.
Great goal teach for her. Yeah, see, that's a good job. It's a good job.
Well, now, my dumb ass is Benetton. Benetton, they did an ad. It's an ad where they have the Pope and the Imam kissing in the mouth. And it's supposedly the ad is about battling the culture of hate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it has Pope Benedict kissing a leading imam as a Benetton advertising campaign. You know, Benetton is the Italian clothing company. Now, the Vatican is suing them, like, hey, even though they're pulling the ad. And why is Benetton a dumbass? You pissed off the suicide bombers and the fundamental Christians.
Right.
Where are you going to run? Everybody who worked on that ad campaign, them and their families is at risk. I mean, it's a straight on. If y'all look it up, it's a straight on. They have Photoshopped these two with their lips locked.
Not only them too, but Obama too.
Yeah.
President Obama as well. Yeah.
So, I think it's a Notorious B.I.G. song. Somebody's got to die.
That's dumbassery at its finest.
Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking, but you might want to move to Antarctica. That way. At least you'll see him coming.
Wow.
You might not be able to get away, but you will see them coming. That was, I don't even think that was unintelligent. I was just straight up suicide. You just saying we don't want to live no more. we gonna attack the two deadliest groups on the face of the earth. Good job. See you when I see you. Now, on the serious note, I mean, you know, we've been talking about sexomology and how the it's in the air, the negative influences of sexuality in the air. Like talked about worldwide in Cameroon, there's Cameroonian farmers who are in the middle of a protest, and we're talking about thousands of women who are refusing to work on the farms in Northwest Cameroon's womb district after a gang of rapes and assaults, which are blamed on the cattle herders.
Wow.
And so these women, they're protesting outside the palace of a traditional ruler there in Cameroon, demanding protection. You know, because supposedly there's land disputes between rival communities, and of course, the women workers on the farm are the ones who are suffering all the damage because they're being assaulted and they're being raped. Now, remember we talked about it, how people are desensitized to that. And when we talk about African women being raped, that's another image that, you know, it's kind of like here in America, we stepping over the homeless. It's like, yeah, it's just something that you do.
Right.
It just happens. And it's like, well, whatever. Yeah.
Better them than me. That's what people say.
Yeah.
All the time. Better you than me.
Yeah. And
it's never an issue.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We talked about molestation and how, you know, we just look at it as something that just happens now as is part of the landscape. That rape over there is something that we pay no mind to. All of a sudden it's just, yeah, it's the rape, and it's not even a big story. It's not something that you're like seeing on the mainstream news, like thousands of women who are caught in a situation where they're being raped and assaulted on the daily basis.
Right.
We already know.
It's nothing big.
Right. Well, over there, you know, women aren't thought of as important anyway. And so you talk about rape and no one cares. And I find it appalling.
It's not really much for me to say about this other than I'm just disgusted by it.
Yeah. I mean that's what I'm saying also. I mean we talk about it, and I honestly wish that we could do something about it. You know, hopefully I get bit by a radioactive spider or a meteor can hit the earth and I can absorb its powers and I can be Meteor Man and I can go handle it real quick. I mean, that would be my superhero story. I'd probably be the most hated superhero in the history of superherodom.
Yes, and you'd be able to wipe out all crime, because, you know, crime is money.
Well, I wouldn't be able to wipe out all crime. I'm sure somebody would commit a crime somewhere. It was still an ink pen from work or something like that.
Only you.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I know you're down down in Alabama, and you know, there was that immigration law that was passed. I read an article, and I wanted to ask you this. There's an article it's comparing the immigration law to Jim Crow being revisited.
Yeah, I saw the article.
And I'm like, do people know what Jim Crow was? You know, you probably didn't know, because history and the workings of history is not really important to the common man, I guess. As they say, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat the mistakes of history. Jim Crow was where you didn't have access to the same system as the rest of America.
What?
Black America, anybody who wasn't white, you couldn't use the same facilities, restaurants, have the same access to what they had, even though you had to pay the same taxes and work twice as hard.
Mm-hmm. And I know exactly what Jim Crow is, and this is nothing. This does not even resemble Jim Crow in the least.
Yeah, because we're talking about people who aren't citizens.
Right.
You know, I can see people who are not citizens not getting the same benefits as people who are citizens. For some reason, that makes sense.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Right. But when people are citizens, born, raised here, and you're looked at as just chattel, cattle to be branded,
mm-hmm.
not even thought of. I mean, as we all know, that the whole 3/5 of a human, we were counted for tax purposes.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the same. I'm tired of people making it like it's the same, and it is not. They're illegal. Go about the legal way of becoming a citizen, and it's all good. I have nothing against that, but to throw it like, oh yeah, it's Jim Crow. Nah, homie. Jim Crow means that I can't even be on here. I can't even look at a white person without fear of being lynched.
Right.
That's Jim Crow. I'm thinking my Mexican homies, they can look at white people.
Right.
In the eye, they can say hi or to hell with you.
Just like I said, it's nothing like it. And then to even try to diminish our suffering by trying to make the two of them, you know, relative to one another. And there's no relationship with either one of those things. So you diminish our suffering by saying that.
Right. Yeah. And we talk about being diminished. We will not be diminished. And once again, comparing apples with oranges means that you don't know what fruit is. On that note, I want to thank you all for listening. And of course, we're a few seconds away from the birthday of the illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. Y'all wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Anyway. On that note, I'm Dick Hunger, a.k.a. After the N-word, for the birthday girl, Miss 100%. We're Smooth Drama, and we're out. We'll catch y'all. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth.
lumber.